WSIJ 839 listening. WSIJ 839 listening. WSHS 567, monitor. WSHS 567, good morning, monitor. WRWB 49, we're standing by. Morning, Mike. Timer, Sam. What do you got going on for today?
Well, I got that little four-wheeler back. I got to start puking fuel, so I took the carburetor off of it and reset the float. So, see how that goes today. Other than that, nothing, man. Just sitting around collecting dust.
Yep, I hear you, man. Yeah, I gotta do my usual, you know. Go hit the old grind.
I've got a new lawn service company that wants to come see me. They're supposed to show up yesterday with their equipment, but, you know, no call, no show.
Maybe they got busy doing something else.
If it happens.
Well, at least you're, you know, you're getting business.
Yeah, well, it's like it's that proverbial knock on a door, and they tell me, knock it off, quit, cease and desist. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing.
You know, I had a neighbor years ago. You know, he was disabled in that, and he worked on small engines out of his garage. You know, did what he could, and then when he couldn't, you know, when he couldn't stand no more or sit up, he'd, you know, he'd quit for the day. You know, so, I mean, nobody cared.
Nobody around here cares either. None of my neighbors have a problem with me. But, you know, somebody has a problem. You know who it is.
Yeah, I know that somebody got, somebody's involved. Yeah. Right. Or whatever. But, hey, it is what it is. But, yeah, you know, he would just do the best he could until he couldn't, you know, until he had to stop, and then he'd just go in. Then it got to a point where he was doing it out of a wheelchair, because he got worse.
Yep. It's a shame the only way they know how to fight is making up lies.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. But, yeah. I got to go off to the old grind today, and isn't it supposed to be like in the 70s or something?
Yeah. 54 today.
54, all right. Sounds good. Not too bad.
Better yesterday.
No, yesterday was nice, but a little chilly. And with the sun out, you know, it helped. You know, I take it you're the only one out here so far, right?
WSGG 772 Chevy Township Mobile Monitoring.
Morning time out there, Paul. WRWB 49.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I'm on my way to work. Have to work today.
I do too. I start here in the. I got about an hour and a half.
I got to work till 3:30, and then we're celebrating my last living uncle's 90th birthday today at Marcus's Grill on Van Dyke.
Oh, okay, 90th. Eh? Yeah, I got an uncle that's 88. He's getting up there. Then I have a great aunt that's should be turning 100 this year. So, yeah.
Wow, 100. Yeah, the magic number in my family, on my mom's side, seems to be like around 90. And my dad's side, my aunt lived to be 100, but my dad died when he was 54, and his brother died young, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, both my dad's siblings and my dad, they've all overcame, you know, prostate cancer. They're still alive. My dad's brother's 81, his oldest. The other one, he's 75. You know, my dad's, 71, so he's still kicking. You know, my grandfather died at 89, so it lived to be about 89, 90, somewhere in there.
Yeah, all my grandparents had passed by the time I was 3 years old, so on both sides of my family. So, yeah, I don't know how old they were when they passed away, but, yeah, I lost all my grandparents by the time I was 3.
Yeah, all mine are, yeah, they're all gone now, but they lived into their 90s, I mean 80s. Except for my mom's dad, you know, he passed away at 77. But he had a congestive heart failure.
My dad had cholesterol. He had 7 heart attacks before he passed away. Back in them days, they didn't have nothing for that, you know. Now today, they got all sorts of pills for cholesterol, and that's what I'm on, cholesterol pills. And I'm 63.
You know, I, knock on wood, I never had to deal with any of that stuff, but now my wife, unfortunately, you know, she's got to take blood pressure meds, but it is what it is. You know, we got it under control now, so.
Next Thursday, I'm going in for cataract surgery on my eye, my right eye, and then the end of April, I'm going in for my left eye. They only do one eye at a time. there's only one day recovery on that.
Oh, well, I remember when it used to be like a few weeks because my grandma had cataracts. And it was like a few weeks before she could recover from anything. She went to the Fraser Eye Institute there in Fraser.
The surgery, from what they tell me, it only takes like 10 minutes. And I won't have to wear glasses anymore because they put the lens... contact lens right in your eye. My sister had it done 2 years ago, and she don't wear glasses anymore. She only wears reading glasses when she reads. That's about it.
Yeah, copy. You know, knock on wood, I have not had to wear glasses yet. No, everybody in my family, you know, has to wear, you know, glasses. Me? Still 20/20.
50 was the magic number. When I hit 50, I had to start wearing glasses, but not all the time. And as I got older, I had to start wearing them more and more.
Yeah, I'm okay right now, knock on wood. But, yeah, I'm sure when I get older, eventually I'm going to have to wear glasses. But as of right now, no.
You know, some people get lucky, and when they get older, all they have to wear are readers.
Yeah. Well, if you know your power, I mean, you could just go to the pharmacy or the, you know, discount store and just buy reading the glasses in bulk, you know. And it's, I used to know people that would do that. That's way cheaper than having to spend all that money at the optometrist.
My wife, she had what was called low vision, and she was legally blind. She lost her driver's license, had to get her state license, and she was on disability. And people that collect disability for blind get more money than any other disability.
Yeah, they do. I know because I had a friend in high school that was blind. He had his like retinas, you know, and the corneas, and they became detached as you know years went by. You know, I think he had macular degeneration, is what it was. And as he got older, it would just it get worse for him. And of course, you know, and he got paid a lot of money, you know, and plus, he was able to go to that that blind school out there in Kalamazoo. They got a big place out there next to, or down the street from Western Michigan University.
A couple times, two or three times a year, I had to take my wife to U of M. They have a eye thing there, too, for... vision, and she was going there, and but then she had her regular eye doctor in at Woodward, and I think it was in Dearborn, and yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, the big place you know to go to is out there in Kalamazoo. Well, they do everything. It's, you know, training. They got, you know, you got to learn how to read Braille. That's where you go, man. You know, they send you out there to the blind school. The blind commission has a, you know, that it's all ran by the blind commission.
Copy that. I'm glad we didn't have to go to Kalamazoo. That's further out yet from Ann Arbor, but... she had, like, one of the best doctors in the state of Michigan. He was an Asian guy. I forgot what his name was. But she was lucky to get him because people fight to get that guy. But she could see, but it was when she would look at her cell phone, the cell phone was darn near touching her nose to see it.
Yeah, that's how my friend, you know, in high school was with his cell phone. And then it got to a point where he couldn't. I mean, he got around with a cane. He still does to this day. You know, you see him out there every once in a while when he comes into town. You know, he's out there in the streets of Mount Clemens, man. You know, just doing his thing, crossing the street, no trouble.
Now, that's one thing my wife would refuse to have was the cane. I told her, you need the cane, because people would bump into her, and she would get really mad. I go, well, people don't know, you know. She's walking around, and she was like, she didn't want that cane. She didn't want to be recognized, I guess. But, you know, one time we were in Costco, and before I could say anything, you know those big steel beams that go from the ceiling to the floor? She freaking walked right into it, man, and rung her head on that thing. I heard that beam just ring out. And I'm surprised she didn't knock herself out. She took like two steps backwards. I says, you got to get that cane. And she wouldn't get it. She would not get it.
No, man. Huh. Yeah, My buddy did that, you know, he almost went through a door in high school. I mean, he blasted that door. Teachers come out, they're looking. I'm like, God, don't worry about it, you know, he just bumped into the door, no big deal. And mind you, you know, this is like a solid oak door, you know, so you can, with the metal frame, so you can only imagine.
I can imagine. I fell down the stairs going upstairs to the bedroom in the house, and when I flipped backwards on the staircase, the first thing that hit the stair was the back of my head. Man, I had a headache for like you couldn't believe. Wow, I wish it knocked me out because that's how bad it hurt.
Something.
I'm at my destination, Mike, so you have a fine Saturday, and probably catch you during the week. This is WSGG 772, clear after you.
All right, we'll catch you later. I don't work too hard. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSEU 202, good morning.
WRWB 49 calling WSHN 738. Yep, this morning. Negative copy on WSHM 738. This is WRWB 49 on the standing by.
WSCG 572 standing by.
Good morning, all. WSCG 710. Great day out. Everybody stay safe out there, as always. And we are clear and listening.
W349, and we're standing by.
WSHP336, mobile monitoring.
Go ahead, you got WB49.
Hope you guys are having a good day out there. WSHB336.
It's going, man. You know, the sun is shining and looks like I don't see any rain in the forecast. I guess we're going to get a high today of 50 or something, or 51.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the high 50s today, and then I believe starting tomorrow and all next week it's going to be rain.
They're saying warm weather, but rain. Well, that defeats the purpose.
Time to start pulling out the grill soon.
For sure.
Alrighty, sir, you have a great day. WSHB 336, clear. Mobile monitoring.
Alright, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSIJ 839 listening.
Steve, can you hear me now?
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Doing?
Well, that's crystal clear, brother. I can tell you that that thing is crystal clear today. We're taking it live for sure.
Taking it live Saturday afternoon. WSJV 382.
WSJV 482, stand by, bro. I'm actually going to get on the road, give you a check here. I'm about to get going down the road here with my truck here. So. We'll call you back, thank you.
terrible signal. It's not working. Well, I can hear you, but not working that good. Station 329. That station out there, 329. WIUC 88. Station 329. WIUC 88. Copy. WIUC 88. A radio check.
It's working, Jack. 202.
Oh, thank you for coming back. WIUG 488 clear.
WSHB 336 mobile monitoring.
WROWB 49, we're standing by.
WSCT 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSMJ 418, Bedford.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
WSEU 202, good evening.
Good evening, WSEU 710, good evening all.
WSIP 979, monitoring.
WSCU 202, rest easy, my friend.
WSEI 375, Matt from Clinton Township. You're coming through good. 202.
Yep, Matt, thank you much, man. You have yourself a fine night.
Thanks. You do the same. WSIE 375, clear.
WSEU 202, clear.